I'm not trying to be right. I'm not working to be right. I've been made right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And this is good news. Glory to God. So when stuff come, oh yeah, it'll come against you just like cold weather come. And the summer hot weather come. What do you do? What do? Go find your dig a hole and isolate yourself? No, you just dress according.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? So when trouble come, you just live according to the word. Let trouble know you can't change me just because you showed up. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Galatians 2:20. Now listen to this one. Galatians 2:20. I'm going to read this from the King James and then the Passion. For I am crucified with Christ. Did you hear what that says? I'm going to read that again. I need to take time and make sure that you hear what I'm saying. Hear what the scripture is saying. For I am crucified with Christ. Was Christ crucified? In that crucifixion, what happened to Christ? What happened to him? Did he die? Did he not die? What did he die as? He died as a man, and he died as what? A sinner. Did you hear what that said? Would you agree with that? That he died as a man, and he died as a sinner. Do you understand? I was crucified with him. What did that mean? Whatever he died as, and whatever he died with, and whatever he was when he died, I was the same thing because I died with him. Did you get it? For I am crucified with Christ. Whatever I was, I died with him. He was buried, so was I. But the scripture go on to say, God raised him from the dead, didn't it? Didn't it? God did what? Raised him from the dead. So that means when he was raised from the dead, I was raised from the dead. And so the scripture reads like this, nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ, what? Liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. Where are you? I am in the flesh. And so the life that I'm now living in the flesh, hallelujah, I live how? By the faith of the Son of God. See, I don't live it according to how I feel. I don't live according to what the natural thing taught me. That's why I went to the Bible, because I got born again and I found out who I was in the Word. Nature couldn't tell me. Society couldn't tell me. They could teach me to read and write and all that stuff, but they couldn't tell me who I am,
amen,
this new creature. My dad and mama told me I was Jimmy, but God told me who I am with him. So I went to the Bible and I found out. And so the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself how? For me. He gave himself for me to do what? To set me free from the thing that had me bound. I was bound to Satan and all that he produces. I was bound. I was controlled by him. But Christ took my place and died. And I died, and you died, and we died with him. And now Christ has been raised. As I said earlier, a new man, a new kind of man came forth. A new kind of people had come forth from this resurrection man. a new kind of people, and we are called the body of Christ, the redeemed of the Lord, the brand new man, the God man. What is that? God is in me. God is in you. And I'm like God because I am his son. You're like God because you are his sons and daughters. You are his children. So how did I learn? I learned by staying with the instruction from the manual that tells me who I am. Hallelujah. So listen to the Passion translation of this verse. Glory to God. He said, my old identity has been co-crucified with Messiah and no longer lives. Listen, and no longer live. Co-crucified, no longer live. He doesn't live as a sinner. I no longer live. For the nails of his cross crucified me with him. When he got nailed on that cross, you and I were nailed there with him. And now, the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the anointed one lives his life through me. We live in union as one. Hallelujah. We live in union as one. Whatever, whoever he is, I am. Whatever he can do, I can too. Whatever he has, I have it. God is his father, so he God is mine. God has given him everything, so he's given it to me. He's an heir of God, I'm a joint heir with him. Hallelujah. He's been raised by God, I've been raised by God. He has turned everything over to him, so we have everything we need. That's why we can say in the midst of every kind of storm, every kind of opposition, every kind of test or trial, we can rise up and say, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is my provider. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is everything I need. He causes me to do what? Causing me to lie down in green pasture. He leading me where beside still water. He called me to lie down in green pasture. He called me to live the good life of faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 And because he is my shepherd. Because he has given his life. Now listen to the rest of this. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God. That's why I can't fail. That's why I can't lose. Because my new life is empowered by the one that had conquered it all. Satan has been conquered. Satan, darkness, demons, evil spirits, and everything they produce, disease, destruction, disasters, storms, tornadoes, and all kind of stuff that people accuse God of doing. He made, I told you before, he put a rainbow in the sky and he swore to mankind, I'll never destroy this earth again with water.